The third matter I want to tell you about is five suspects making their first appearance before the Orkney Magistrates Court this morning. They're facing charges of fraud, corruption and money laundering. And this is to do with VBS, the VBS bank scandal. And that probe emanating from the investigation, investigators noticing suspicious transactions on the accounts of Dr. Kenneth Kaunda Municipality. Colonel Katlego Mogale is the Hawk spokesperson. Colonel Mogale, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time today. A breakthrough in the VBS investigation. Tell us about what has happened here.
The five suspects have eventually appeared in the Orkney Magistrate Court. That is including the one who we had earlier said was in hospital. He was released from hospital and managed to appear. And they were all each released on 5,000 rand bail. And the matter has been postponed to the 1st of August.
Okay, I see that one of the three officials who has since left the municipality, the modus operandi here is he would allegedly routinely make payments into the bank accounts of his wife and brother, and also routed more funds into an account belonging to a woman in Johannesburg under the guise of a tender that was awarded. I imagine that there was considerable investigation that went into this matter.
Yes, Mandy, there is a very large scale financial investigation that went into it, where it was found that they siphoned money from the Dr. Kaunda Municipality into the brother and wife's bank accounts, and then the one account which was under the guise as if it was a service provider, it was sent to a woman in Joburg, and then later that woman would then send it back, or rather deposit it back to the original person who was in charge of taking the money out of the Dr. Kenneth Kaunda Municipality account.
And Colonel, I imagine also a strong message here that government is fighting back against corruption. I see that General Godfrey Labia, the head of the Hawks, has been saying that you want to get rid of corruption in the country.
Yes, definitely, Mandy. We are involved in a number of corruption-related investigations, which we are looking at as far as the end of the year in trying to make sure that all these suspects that have been involved in these cases that have been opened are brought to book.
Colonel, thank you very much for updating us on this development. Colonel Katlego Mogale, the Hawks spokesperson, giving us an update there. Five suspects making their first appearance before the Orkney Magistrates Court this morning, facing charges of fraud, corruption and money laundering. A sixth suspect is under police guard at the hospital where he was arrested. He was arrested while he was in his hospital bed. So three stories that I've told you about today, three developments, VBS, Optimum Together, and then the SIU prosecuting in connection with defrauding the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure. Do you feel like the tide is turning somewhat? Do you feel like we are progressing, that we are seeing a fight back from law enforcement, or are these just small fry? I can hear you already saying, we want the big fish. We've got to get the big prosecutions. What's happening with the main VBS case? What do you feel about this? Do you seek some comfort? Do you get some comfort from hearing these developments, or do you think it's just an overreaction? Send me a WhatsApp voice note or tweet me at Mandy Wiener.